Last night's march and caravan mostly focused on the west and near northwest side of Milwaukee. Protesters went by Mayor Tom Barrett's house in the Washington Heights neighborhood just hours after Barrett announced a 9 p.m. curfew for the city and said 125 members of the Wisconsin National Guard were being called to Milwaukee to help local law enforcement. Next, the protesters went past the District 3 police station on 49th Street. By then, most of the people were in cars, and they laid on the horn. Several people nearby said they supported the protest. William Rogers said he was there because of the death last week of fellow African-American male George Floyd while being held down by a white police officer in Minneapolis. Rogers says he doesn't believe the justice system will wind up sending the accused officer to prison.
They don't send no police to jail, and they know they don't.
An African-American man who gave his name as Jay says he lives near the police station. He says officers don't do much to protect his neighborhood.
We've seen a lot of foul stuff happen over here. Like my mother's car literally got set on fire. It took this police department 8 hours to get to her car. She's right here on the street right here.
Many in the caravan then made their way over to the District 7 police station on Fond du Lac Avenue. The site was a focal point during the Sherman Park protests 4 years ago. For about 2 hours last night, people in slowly passing cars yelled at dozens of officers standing in riot gear outside the building. Devossia Terry was among the people who came by to give the police an earful. She also claims the Milwaukee Police Department doesn't do enough to protect her neighborhood. Terry says it's ironic the officers were defending their building.
But how can you protect your building when you can't protect your people? A building can break and get rebuilt. A family or a loved one can never be replaced.
Terry and the other protesters were outside District 7 about 11 p.m., 2 hours after the start of the Milwaukee curfew. She says the idea of a curfew to try to limit protests was unfair.
So hell no, we are taxpayers. No matter what race we are all equal.
Another protester said the Milwaukee Police Department isn't large enough to lock up everyone who violates the curfew and should not try. Officers held their ground at District 7 despite some fireworks and a smoke bomb being thrown their way. They had help from an armored vehicle from the Racine County Sheriff's Department and a drone and a police helicopter overhead. Eventually, they launched a sound grenade to help break up the protesters. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the police also used tear gas to disperse protesters who had illegally entered a nearby beauty supply store. The Milwaukee curfew expired at 7 this morning. Mayor Barrett says he'll announce today if the curfew will go back on for tonight. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.